T-Mobile.
TFW Mobile.
Young man, KM4 and AP Friday.
Did you guys fare well in all that storm yesterday?
Able to get out the boat and climb in it, float around a little bit.
Sight, two kids on a four-wheeler with two big rolled-up things on the four-wheeler, like big old tarps rolled up.
Where are they running away from?
This is really strange, right? You know, they were riding down the road, passed in front of me.
They look.
Maybe, 18, 19, 20, something in there. Wrapped up, they didn't want you to see, but it's got to be up to no good, right?
That right. They up to something.
I haven't got to talk to you in a while.
I've been doing all right. I got to go to see a specialist Friday today. They going to put a pacemaker in me.
Not good. That means you're having some issues already, right?
I don't see how a pacemaker can raise your blood pressure, but they say my blood pressure is too low and all, so they said the only thing I can do is put a pacemaker in.
Take medicine because it's too high, and then you put a pacemaker in because it's too low.
They've had me on a bunch of blood thinner for the last 19 years, I guess, 20, and I guess it's gun damage, I don't know.
Figured out, man, you won't be able to sling papers. You sling them with your left, right? That's the, usually put it on the left. But I know when my brother had his put in, you couldn't move your arm above your head or your shoulder, and you couldn't reach behind you and that for like 8 weeks.
I guess I'll find out Friday morning at 7:30.
About the size of a pack of cigarettes, I guess.
I'm smaller than that now.
There where the butt of a gun would go if you were shooting.
It's gonna work.
It might, depending on how you shoot.
I like to practice offhand as well.
It ain't gonna work. You're gonna have to pick a side. If you pick the left, it's going to mess up your throwing arm for, 8 weeks. And then if you pick the right, then you ain't going to be able to shoot that way. Maybe they can come up with something. And I just know how it was for my brother.
Right now, they tell me I can't do nothing to this for 8 weeks. The company will come in and take me off the roll.
Forced retirement, right?
I'll lose my contract.
It was something to do with the wires that they run down there to your heart. That he couldn't. They didn't want him moving his arm too much, so you didn't pull them wires.
You figure out a way to attach them.
Put him down in there. After a few weeks or, 5 or 6 weeks, then I guess your muscles grow around them and hold them, and it ain't an issue. It's just that first initial time. And it was about to kill my brother because he's left-handed and he fishes, left-handed man, he fishes all the time, and he was he was really struggling with it, doing it opposite hand.
If I find out something, I'll let you know.
How long you'll be out of commission, that that'll probably tell the story, but we'll be hoping for the best for you. I hate that.
I could tell him just put it in the middle, I reckon.
I'm putting it on the right side. At least that way you'd be able to continue to work. You'd be able to sling with your left, and it won't be able to shoot right-handed. you know, at least for a while, but, you know, it'd be better than losing your job. KN4TFW.
Let them make the decision. They know more about it than I do.
Brother-in-law had a heart attack down in Savannah about a week ago, and then he came back, then he got COVID, got in the hospital, and then he passed away.
They put him on a ventilator. I think that's what does a man.
But now his wife has COVID too, so he probably can't even make the funeral.
Got it. They won't let her be there.
He was bad sick on Friday. He'd been sick a couple of days, and he was bad sick. He looked terrible on that, but when he went to the doctor, they said he didn't have COVID, which is unusual. I figured they called everything COVID these days.
But it seemed like the flu's disappeared. Nothing's been said about the flu at all this year.
An average of like 32 million people a year, or cases a year, down to less than 100 the last couple of years, and nobody questions it at all.
Just don't buy that story.
What's the name of the flu?
Freeway.
All about, you know, the different vaccines that they came up with and the years that it took to get it right. And I think the shortest one was about 20-something years.
Surprised me at all.
Passed the car lot and they got the sprinklers going.
The subdivision of all this rain we've had, they still got their sprinklers going. Waste of water.
Best in a moisture switch that wouldn't let it come on if it had rained.
Somebody's probably got one. I just, nobody really knows nothing about it.
You make them and that, and a lot of people, you know, put them in, but it's like, man, it costs me to run it like a couple or three times a week. Cost me an extra $100 a month. And I ain't doing it just so I can cut grass more.
I have a sprinkler system in my yard. When it gets water, it's raining.
Yesterday afternoon, I saw it. We were in standing water in the backyard, and I got one little low spot, and it was like a big puddle.
I don't have no low spots. Mine sort of got a natural slope to it, and it runs down and go down into the ditch and goes on down and goes under the road, and then it goes into my brother's hayfield.
Too much rain yesterday at work. It sprinkled a few times, or it would, you know, rain enough to get the pavement wet, and then it'd dry, and then it'd rain a little bit. And we missed the brunt of it until, I guess, last night after about 6 o'clock, it looked like they got a big flood.
Get here probably about 6 o'clock.
Heard of the darn, you couldn't watch nothing on TV for the weather.
They confirmed that any tornadoes set down. I've heard there's one in Dakota, one in Pickens, one in Greenville, but I haven't heard any confirmation.
I would do that today when they get out and check it all out. But yeah, they was saying there was also one over in Malden and that, so I don't really know.
Up around here, that was something you very, very, very seldom heard about. And they built off these man-made lakes around here, and seems like that's all you hear now. KM4 and AP Friday.
Seems like, you know, a lot more than I remember when I was a kid, but then, you know, how much do you pay attention when you're a kid? KN4TFW.
Yeah, I paid attention to it because my mom and daddy had me out and it worked in cattle.
I made a couple of parks on air contacts over the weekend, and man, it was tough.
That I haven't even tried.
It was a husband and wife in Illinois, and they come on. It was a good signal on that, and I got the wife and that, and she switched over to the husband, and the signal just died. I had to wait a little bit later and catch him again so I could get him, and then I did manage to get a Colorado station.
Split stations out here out of Tennessee in the morning and running 10 or 20, 25. I barely can't hear them now.
Definitely messed up right now for sure.
That storm ain't helping any.
That other storm out there, you know, they said it was going to get in the Gulf and become a hurricane, but now I see it's going to be a hurricane when it crashes in there, the east side of the peninsula, and then it's going to go back out into the Gulf again and become another hurricane again.
This weather here lately has been real, real funny.
Dad, I can't remember when I was a kid. Seems like the wind blows a lot more now.
But I don't remember there being this windy growing up.
Fields are clearing out.
Yeah, but I think man's going to wind up screwing himself to the point that we don't exist no more.
Any possible? I was looking up about the ice ages, and they happen every so often, and they say that we'll do another ice age in about 1,500 years.
Probably won't be around for no ice age.
Well, you know, they're saying global warming, but I mean, what kind of a snapshot in history are you taking a picture of? You know, if you took a picture over the last 100,000 years, you know, how does it look now?
You're saying that just so they can stay in front of a TV camera.
It can influence you, right? They're just trying to see if they can influence you one way or the other. You know, people that are uneducated and believe everything they hear.
They control us, and people need to wake up and realize that.
Tow truck in front of me, man, he's struggling to even maintain lane. With a car on top of it, and he's got his lights going, but I mean, for a while there, he was straddling both lanes. CEF.
Morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
How y'all doing this morning?
KO4 HKX.
Doing well over here.
Morning, how are y'all?
That was funny. Poor Walt, he kept calling. No matter how many times Patrick told him his name was Patrick, he kept calling him Russell.
Bad night last night.
Man, sometimes it's tough. You know what I mean? You get on a different radio and that, or you hear so many people, it's pretty tough sometimes.
I'm horrible with names, but it was funny because Patrick be like, yeah, this is Patrick. Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick. And next thing I'll be like, all right, Russell.
Like I said last night, though, when we're his age, we'll probably be doing the same thing.
I'm that.
Yeah, definitely be doing that.
Certifies me to being old.
And I'm in trouble.
I jumped into the weather yesterday.
Last night, I joked with my customers I have to write my name on my own shirt so I know who I am.
Yes.
So where we got names on shirts, because I forget people in a heartbeat. I have to hurry up and answer their name.
I know that's right.
Come through the storm okay down there?
Good in Greer, it rained a pretty good bit. And then last night about 6:30, it come a good flood, but up there in Spartanburg all day, it didn't rain much until late in the evening.
It was, I was at work at 3-something. It was coming down sideways and let up for me to get home. And then by the time I got home, I think once the storm hit, man, it was over an inch of rain at one time.
know if we made it last night, but we were real close to record flood stages up here on the French Broad. And that's over 14 feet, so above normal. So we were real close to records last night.
Their station has recorded over 4 inches of rain already this month.
If I'm going to be able to get all the way to Hendersonville or not, if these trees are down, they'll have the roads blocked, then I won't know until I get there.
Slow down and drive careful, and that one of them be down across the road and you might not see it.
Possible, with the roads I'm driving on up here. There's no good way to get from Bavard to Hendersonville if you've ever been up here.
Couldn't you just catch the tree in the back of your truck?
There that I don't know about.
About trees yesterday being down, and they came up. I think it was one fell across the back of his truck. Edge, you still on?
So here, it was my son's truck that fell across.
Much loaded, just had to cut it up.
Can't even got my chainsaw and cut it up. He was not a happy camper, but it didn't do a lot of damage. It just bent in the corner of the cab.
Find any pictures yesterday of too much damage? I know there was some down trees in some areas, but I couldn't find a whole lot.
Yeah, any news yesterday? All I saw was the weather for 6 hours.
I went on YFF4's website and was trying to look at pictures, and every single picture had an advertisement before you could look at it. I just closed it out.
That's what I do. If you don't want me to read it, then just don't even put it out there.
Here we have a Facebook group for Transylvania County Road Condition, and you can find most of that there. So might want to look into that.
For the area where they were talking about it, I don't know if it was down towards Lawrence or what. I don't remember off the top of my head. I know I was listening to the Sky Warm most of the evening yesterday. Two more tropical systems out there, just trying to figure out what they're going to do now.
I'm supposed to turn into hurricanes.
It rained the rest of the week, end of the weekend, so if it does, we ain't. It's going to be bad up here, continued flooding.
Got people out west dealing with drought, the whole, you know, Lake Mead thing and everything else. And here we are over here with 4 inches in a month.
First fire they got out there in California, I guarantee they'd love to have this rain.
If that one that's headed toward Mexico, if it'll turn up and go through that, that would be good for them. Not too fast, though.
Huge mudslides, right?
Although, I'll be honest with y'all, you start the whole, I don't want to get on the climate agenda thing, but, you know, they talk about how bad the hurricane season is. I think they start naming them very, very early now compared to what they used to. Like, as soon as it's a wave, they start calling it something.
They only name the hurricanes, you know. Now they go through them and call the little storms by name, like you said.
I didn't know. I don't remember them ever doing that. But, yeah, everything's got a name now. And as soon as they feel like it's getting ready to be a storm, it's got a name.
Name for them, but I can't say it on the radio.
That. It's just a way to try to scare people.
Mix of what? The G letters and we really haven't had a hurricane yet, have we?
You might be right. Point though, how bad the season was and how many more we had than we ever had.
This is just a talking point to these people, and they just wear it out and scare people to death anymore. KO4 HKX Friday.
Turn weather was on so long yesterday, I got tired, and then I turned it off, and then all of a sudden started getting a bunch of tornado warnings on all of our, you know, electronics and everything. I had to turn the darn thing back on just to see.
Well, my wife was getting them, and I wasn't on my phone, so I don't know what the deal was there.
It's not the greatest in the world. the storm had already passed where I live, and we were out of it. It was almost in Gaffney. We were still getting tornado warning.
I tell you, when there was a tornado on the ground, now if there's just some rotating winds, you know, 3,000 feet up, they call it a tornado.
Coming into the black hole, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 so I can still talk to you. Andrew, Ken, Ed, y'all have a good day, and stay safe out there, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HKX, 7-3, guys.
Patrick. KO4, see ya.
73, Patrick, KN4, TFW.
And you're talking about the alerts. I did a survey not that long ago, and they were talking about changing some of the, some of them, not the watches and warning. There was one, something they were changing. And at the end of the survey I took, I told them they need to change that, because most of the time, I don't even know what the difference is between a watch and a warning half the time.
About that. And with the hurricanes, you know, if it was a hurricane, they gave it a name. Now, if it's just a little storm, they give it a name. And then it used to be, when we were growing up, if it was a tornado on the ground, it was a tornado. If it was just swirling winds up in the atmosphere, you know, now they call it a tornado.
Watching the news, they had a little red and green map going on, and they were talking about all this rotation in these different spots. I mean, I don't get that at all. I don't understand it.
I'm so busy, you can't understand it.
Anyone that tells on the rotation, I look at it and I'm like, I don't see it. I don't understand that one. But somehow, they keep talking about it. Oh yeah, this one right here's got rotation. I'm like, I don't know.
It's up there in the atmosphere, you should call it a possible. You know what I mean? It could possibly be a tornado, not definitely a tornado.
Agree with that. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to say 7-3. I'm off on my exit. I got to get this antenna off top of the car. So, y'all have a safe trip out there on the road. Ed, enjoy your cup of coffee. Ken, I hope you have a great day at work, and hopefully we'll holler at you on the way home this evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Please have a good one.
7-3, Andrew. I got to say 7-3, too, because I'm getting in the parking spot now, so I'll catch you guys later. Have a good day. KN4 TFW.
I'm glad you made it inside. Hopefully catch you in the morning.